Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From the genius and Mr. Perfect conspiring to snatch Hulk Hogan's WWE title to apparent free agent-to-be CM Punk seemingly walking out of WWE Money in the Bank 2011 with the belt, pro wrestlers stealing championship belts is a decades-old trope that will never go out of style. But when belt theft happens in the real world, that, my friends, is a crime. And crime is bad. I'm Andy from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 times wrestlers had their title belts stolen. Number 10, Chris Jericho falls victim to grand larceny. Crowned AEW's first ever world champion at All Out 2019, Chris Jericho decided he was going to kill time in the city of Tallahassee while awaiting his rerouted flight to Tampa by heading to a Longhorn Steakhouse. When he came back, he found the title had been swiped from a bag in his limousine. This went down after Jericho had already sent the limo driver back to the airport as he'd picked up the wrong luggage. So there was already a fair bit of confusion going around when the belt got swiped. A hunt for the title, valued at over $29,000, began, and Jericho, being Jericho, immediately turned it into a storyline, cutting hilarious promos from his palatial estate in Tampa, sipping on a little bit of the bubbly. Fortunately, the belt was returned less than 24 hours later. Some kind soul had found it on the side of the road and handed it over to the local authorities, who then posed for mark pics on Twitter, like their Triple H, with a new NXT signing. Number 9. A mystery thief swoops into the Thunderdome. Our most recent example went down on the 22nd of May 2021, hours after a SmackDown taping at the Thunderdome, when surveillance footage of this little scamp stealing a bunch of stuff made it to the internet as part of a crime alert issued by the local Tampa Police Department. This seems to happen an awful lot in Florida, specifically. In the words of the Popo, several items belonging to the WWE were taken from the Thunderdome. Grand theft was the case, and the big boss men were on it. While the crime alert was issued on the 5th of June, there was actually no word on whether or not the items had been recovered at the time of recording, and it's hard to tell for sure, but if you look closely at the first few images here, you can see what looks like a title belt in the thief's left hand. Now, it might be a replica, given that Bronson Reed is still running around with the North American title on NXT TV, but the red leather and gold plating certainly suggest that the big beefy boy may have been the victim here. Number 8. The original WCPW world title gets swiped. You can chalk off the original WCPW world title design down to an admin error. It was dubbed the Toy Belt, and you can kind of see why if you just take one look at how tiny it looks in Killian Dane's massive paws. The Toy Belt was replaced by a bigger one and consigned to life as a prop. Then WCPW champion Joe Hendry used said prop at his merch table during a WCPW show in Edinburgh circa 2017, and unfortunately, that was the last anyone saw of it. The toy belt was there at the start of the show, but gone by the end. Nobody knows where it went, but it was gone, and it has never been seen since. Somewhere in the United Kingdom, an intrepid thief is sitting on a piece of WCPW history. Number 7. Bruno Sammartino gets dinner loses the WWF Championship. Who could possibly want to steal from a man like Bruno Sammartino? A manifestation of the American dream, the longest reigning WWE champion ever is not only one of the most important figures in wrestling history, but a universally adored Mount Rushmore dweller who drew huge crowds in and around the company's old New York base. A hard-working Italian immigrant who fled fascism in his homeland and grafted his way from nothing to something, Bruno was everybody in the building. The truest man of the people that the McMahon territory had ever seen. But just like Chris Jericho did 54 years later, Sammartino had his WWF Championship belt stolen from his car while he was eating dinner after a big victory. Bruno had successfully defeated Tarzan Tyler inside Madison Square Garden. Returning from his meal, he discovered that some rascal had broken into his car, taken the belt, and fled. That specific belt was never recovered. Number 6. Pedro Morales maybe pawns his own WWF title, or maybe gets robbed. Amazingly, the second babyface to ever hold the WWF Championship also had it stolen while he was eating dinner. Maybe. Morales always claimed that, like Bruno before him, the belt was swiped while he was eating in a restaurant. Pedro's title was actually found, however, as historian Tom Burke ended up seeing it in a pawn shop and buying the bloody thing. But should we believe Morales on this? It really is hard to say, as a popular conflicting rumor persists, stating that Morales actually pawned the strap himself in order to pay his gambling debts. Number 5. The big gold belt goes missing. It really is an iconic design, this one, but the original strap that debuted back in 1986 is believed to have gone missing after Starrcade 2000, where Scott Steiner defeated Sid Vicious. A replica was used thereafter, even when WCW was bought by WWE a few months later. Now, of course, WWE no longer uses that design, and the original big gold belt actually made its way into the hands of a private collector by 2013. We know this because wrestling historian Dick Bourne, who literally wrote the book on Big Gold, tracked it down that year in 2013 and maintained the owner's anonymity. On top of this, the belt was also authenticated by another belt expert when a WCW wrestler, an unknown one at that, sold it to the collector after Vince McMahon's purchase of WCW went through in 2001. To this date, there remains no concrete word on who stole the belt and who sold it on. Number 4. The many crimes of Mark Carano. Longtime WWE Fall Guy Mark Carano was finally let go by the company in April, leaving his role as a senior director in the wake of the Mickie James trash bag scandal. It later came out via his ex-girlfriend Deborah Simmons on Twitter that Carano had allegedly stolen a bunch of title belts from the company and stashed them under the bed in his guest bedroom. Now, there's no word on which belts exactly Carano stole, but Simmons tagged Triple H and Stephanie McMahon in the since-deleted tweet, so maybe they're on the case. Number 3. Austin Aries' TNA title gets stolen by fans. Austin Aries was TNA heavyweight champion on the 18th of August 2012 when the strap was swiped at a house show in Iowa. As reported by TMZ at the time, a couple of suspects allegedly grabbed the strap the second a stagehand had turned their back, taking a replica belt at the same time. They fled the building, the police were notified, and the suspects were identified on CCTV, leading to them being arrested and charged. Fortunately for TNA, their world title was returned within 2 days of the act, which must have come as a relief, but the promotion were later accused of misrepresenting its value to the police, saying that it was worth $6,000 when, in reality, it was priced at less than half that, which is basically the most TNA thing I think I've ever heard. Number 2. Walter's NXT UK title gets stolen. It generally isn't a good idea to steal things from a guy capable of caving in your entire ribcage with a single chop, but December 2019 saw somebody with no sense of self-preservation snatch Walter's WWE United Kingdom title as well as his passports. Per PW BBU Insider, the incident went down in Chicago. The items were taken from Walter's rental car at the same time as Timothy Thatcher's vehicle was broken into as well, as the two prepared to wrestle for Evolve later that evening. Ultimately, WWE never had the belt returned, and neither did Walter, so the company had to go away and make a new one for Michael Hamflett. Now, perhaps they would have done that anyway, given that January 2020, just 1 month later, the company rebranded the title from the WWE UK title to the NXT UK title. Still, Walter was the victim, and the belt was eventually recovered. A fan ended up buying it accidentally and identified it as the real deal. When they returned it to the company, WWE, in an act of kindness, sent them back a signed replica with Walter inking his signature. This is one belt theft story that actually has a happy ending. Number 1. Jerry Lawler falls victim in Memphis. Jerry Lawler has actually been on both sides of the belt theft equation. Defeating Kerry Von Erich at Super Clash 3 made him the unified AWA and WCCW champion, but when AWA chief Vern Gagne decided that he didn't want to go ahead with the unification after all, Lawler said that he'd only return the AWA title after he was paid for Super Clash. When Gagne said no, Lawler kept the belt, and he used it as a title in the Memphis-based USWA, which kicked off the following year. 2 years later, Eddie the Snowman Crawford actually ran off with the USWA Unified World Championship after his and Lawler's on-air feud turned real. A private collector ended up purchasing it long after Jerry had commissioned a replacement. Now, Lawler might have actually been prepared for this, given that an incident that went down several years prior saw Memphis's Sovereign Junior Heavyweight Championship stolen from his bag when he put it down to go to the bathroom. He came back, the bag was still there, but the belt was nowhere to be seen, and it still hasn't been found since then.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.